dust on the panes of my window. I watch a street show in the rain. The rusted spokes and the charcoal cloaks of the funeral. Over puddled streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design at once graced the black fall, the rainfall dissolved all the dye. Guessing, expressing the faces that faces the streets of monotony gay. Beggars underbidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane. Tracks of the B&O Railroad, derricks erected the wooden hotel. I look at the bank, I'm elated to tell the director is doing so well. Then the ground dried and hardened after the clown died in Marvin Garden. Dissolved in the chronic rain. The circus enacting its final act as I stare past the dust on the pane. I scrape off the dust with my shirt sleeve and watch pallbearers dressing in glass. The hotel has been recently purchased by a lion trainer that's gone mad.
This is Larkin, Texas, and it's the second day of June in 2012, here with you for the next hour. Y'all know that RBN brings you news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium in what's still left of America. There can be no doubt. Besides all else, you've turned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people and its still mighty voice. You're listening to Real Talk Radio, folks, with, by, and for real people. To join the conversation, that call-in number is 800-313-9443. Check out republicbroadcasting.org. Our supporters and our advertisers are all well worth your visit. And please consider our pledge drive. Then consider this. What would you do to keep this kind of news and information coming?
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Posted or any of those previous, refer to the web address larkintexas.blogspot.com and you will find this week's program notes titled Concrete Jungle. and just an American. Let me address all you bandidos, highwaymen, thieves, dope pushers, pirates, freeloaders, human traffickers, human body parts, organ traffickers, predators, schemers, and dreamers, snake oil salesmen, conspirators, opportunists, parasites, poisoners, homicidal maniacs, psychopaths, pathological liars, deceivers, pretenders, mass murderers, and sinners, capitalists, communists, fascists, oh, and communitarians, all. Hell, we're living in Sin City, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome aboard today. And man, how we've been programmed in one way or another to be complicit, at least silent, compliant, while one of the most diabolical schemes in all of human history gets played out before our unbelieving eyes. You see, most of my life I identified myself as a liberal. That was because I fancied myself, you know, open-minded, enormously curious, and filled with wonderment about this milieu I had been thrust into. I was a free thinker, freed from preconceptions, suspicious of authoritarian constructs, of what had always been, that I was told was beyond my poor power to question, or to subject even to my own private investigations. I also thought myself progressive, for no other reason, as you shall hear today, than product of my time, I occasionally enjoyed mid-60s psychedelia, what was and is called acid rock, then progressive rock and roll. Although by the 80s, I discovered my greatest musical love just might have been all along, maybe American rockabilly. But, you know, with an edge and imbued with that otherworldly feel. Oh, yes, I basked in my own invention, and I was prideful. Humility, try as I might, proved as elusive a trait. But you know, ghostwriters are those who paint pictures with words. And they are storytellers in the grand tradition. They can be poets, libertines, raconteurs, who are prone to flamboyance and given often to taking, shall we say, poetic license. But along the way, I met up with some few people who were somewhat more down to earth and humbler than me. Seldom did they wear labels as, say, religion on their sleeves. Before chancing upon these people, my heroes had always been famous leaders of our indigenous American tribes, like Seneca, Osceola, and later on Chief Seattle. Oh, and dogs. As a child, my greatest hero was actually an old basset hound named Senator. I imagine Senator had a voice like Senator Everett Dirksen from Illinois, because it was Senator who always offered me the best advice when things got a little topsy-turvy in my world. From the moment I started talking to him, I knew a senator just wouldn't steer me wrong. Heck, even our moms and dads deferred to him. When he held court nearly every day in the middle of our residential street, he caused even the cars to tippy-toe around him. While he half slept with one eye open, dutifully watching us neighborhood kids cavorting all around him. Anyway, back to our never-ending story. Folks, do you want to know a secret? You are every bit ingenious, inventive, expert, the celebrity, and yes, the superstar, as anyone alive today, yesterday, or will be tomorrow. It's a fact. Senator taught me that. If your expertise is not necessarily self-promotion, acting, or script writing, then you'd want to team up with someone like Senator to help you tell it. But then he'd be just one of perhaps in the billions of people who might oblige you somehow, just the same. Yes, we do live in an age of information. And yes, we are indeed a nation of salesmen. But as we learn from the quote by Earl Shoris in his book by that same name, A Nation of Salesmen, information is not the precursor to knowledge, for it is but the tool of the salesman. Now, those of us who are called boomers, let's face it, knowing what we know today, how might we have reordered our purposes or altered our plans, shall we say, in those more carefree times of our misspent youth, if we'd had the immediate access to each other that we have today? As a boy, I recall vividly my yearning for that one special spot, a secret spot, that back then, seeing as how I was an Air Force brat, I likened to a top-secret airbase or an eagle's nest. Seeing as how, since our imaginations really know no bounds, probably one day I'd be doing a lot of flying. No doubt about that one. But then I started thinking pragmatically about fuel, nourishment and such. And of course, didn't one deserve the best? What was it hypocrisy said? So I started reading and thinking about optimal diet and all the really fabulous people I'd have over to dinner. And yet here it was, when those grand designs for my grand future began to unravel. In school, I'd read an M.F.K. Fisher translation of a French classic called The Physiology of Taste, Meditations on Transcendental Gastronomy, by the French lawyer and writer Jean-Anthelme Briac-Savarin. Then a contemporary of his, Marie-Antoine Carême, or Antonin, called The King of Cooks and The Cook of Kings, captured my youthful imagination. Then it was like flying off to the races for me. Seeing as how, shoot, you know how it is when you're young. The sky's the limit. And we'll pick up on this after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical.
Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Keravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to break this bed. I know I'm gonna be for a lot of trouble.
back. So here I am at about 12, 13, 14 years old with a decision before me. Shall I become the gentleman farmer and inventor in the manner of Thomas Jefferson, but without the slaves? Shall I pick up where Henry David Thoreau left off and try to improve upon his experience of Walden Pond? Or should I follow the glamour, the bright lights, and the footlights of the city, as these newest heroes of mine had done? Well, it must have been those glossy pictures in the magazines. Maybe it was my heroes' stories of their suffering and of overcoming adversity and achieving fame and enduring legacy, celebrating nobler spirits of those who blazed new pathways before us, who pushed and pushed for the simple idea that pleasing others was the very best one could hope for, could ever hope to accomplish in this life. Thus I would become a nourisher and a healer of people, of their habitats, of their terrains. All problems would be overcome if only I could bring people to communion at the table. By filling their bellies, I could soothe their souls, become their nurturer, healer of their bodies, the restorer of their energies, and the reviver of their spirits. And so, with that youthful vision before me, I was like a lamb led to slaughter, just like you. Now, where exactly did we go wrong, ladies and gentlemen? How is it we became like hamsters, lobotomized robots, trading our lives away for monopoly money? And why do we actually talk past one another instead of with one another? What is a republic? A liberal or a conservative? A Democrat, a Republican, a libertarian, communitarian? Have we all become criminals and gangsters? Bloodsuckers? Functional illiterates and morons? How about that word wealth? Do you still think real wealth is measured in monopoly money? Do you still think economics is what they try to sell you in the schools, in the newspapers, or on the TV? Let's get back to the criminals, those scoundrels and traitors amongst us, those Greeks bearing us gifts. How is it we were seduced into a lifetime of crime and corruption, and now we're all practically slaves, if not in fact? Give me a shout, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me what you really think. After these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the problem. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Thank you.
tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. This is a famous quote attributed to Briat Savarin. I believed this then, and I believe it today. Very sad moments. Sitting outside of a Burger King parking lot and just watching the people come and go. Sitting outside of Walmart and just watching the people come and go. I'll make a deal with y'all today. You may just be able to coax me into telling you what I really think. And my challenge, though, is to you is this. Tell me what you really think. And I'll start it off with this one. I think that every allopathic physician in America should be arrested immediately. I mean physically arrested, placed in chains. I also think that every attorney licensed to practice law, including judges, politicians, should also be arrested and literally placed in chains. I mean, like immediately. Is this a little too off base for you folks? I can tell you this. I was seduced by this criminal system also. To think that all I was doing was wanting to please people for 20 of my earliest years. And to realize that I had no control over the produce. The quality of that produce that I was serving to my customers, my friends. I too was caught up in organized crime. I too was a racketeer. It grieved me. I fought it. Profit, competition, scarcity of people who actually gave a damn about what people intimately ingested into their own bodies. And today the saddest thing is to watch anyone in front of a television set. My God, ladies and gentlemen, I am aghast. Just aghast to see such a thing. So I could go on and on. There are days when I have felt real rage. And I wonder why it is I don't express it more. But you could coax it out of me. I feel rage. I really meant it. I posed the question. I don't know that I got a satisfactory answer from y'all. Are we all communitarians now? What say you, JR, in California?
I'm no communitarian, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my. Okay.
I wanted to chime in. You posed the question of what people look like walking around Walmart and these other places that I don't go to at all.
Very sad, isn't it?
Well, I don't go there on account of what you see. I used to shop at this one place. It was called Food for Less here in California. And when you're seeing parents handing their little babies in diapers that are dirty, a bottle of Pepto-Bismol and having them drink it down, you know, kind of at the end of the checkout counter, it's just a disgusting sight, and it's not that uncommon. So I think the level of intelligence is really disintegrated. My main point, though, that I'd like to make, if it's okay, Lark.
Please.
I coached a lot of baseball over the years and with my children. And I would say 25 years ago, whenever my children were actually going through the program, the children were pretty much, you know, all slender, young, well designed young people. You know, that the guys were just, they weren't fat, they weren't obese, anything. Their parents were, you know, a little bit on some of them slovenly and some of them not. But a lot of the parents wanted to participate. They all wanted to come out there. They all wanted to work with their kids. They wanted to watch them, you know, help them develop. Well, I had the experience to coach my grandchildren here for a few years. And I can't believe that a change in the attitude of the parents, the look of the parents, and the look of the children. They seem like all the children, you know, they're have no idea, no concept of what actual physical coordination, the skills that I took for granted when I was growing up, the things that the kids wanted to do. And it's really, really hard to look at a bunch of overweight, aspartame-laden, GMO zombies.
Fluoridated.
And everything else. It's just amazing to look at the difference in 25 years. And if you can't see it, you're blind.
Well, I know. So much of our society is organized around this principle of warfare somehow. But we don't lay proper foundations in our lives. I know I didn't as a youth. I should have known, because I had wrestled with this thing too. If I wanted to serve high quality food, I probably had to grow it myself. I mean, today I know this. I don't trust the food. I don't trust doctors. I wouldn't give a nickel to these bastards. Nor would I give the time of day to a lawyer or anyone else that's caught up in this criminality and racketeering today. It really makes me sick. Which is why I'd rather live like a hermit anymore. I'm surrounded by communitarians. And it's because I've spent 5 or 6 years studying what is a communitarian. The masters of the universe have come upon a word that describes all of us somehow. They call it that all-encompassing school of thought. It's their way of causing all of us to conform to an agenda that can only lead to enslavement and to early death, to disease and sickness. What do you say, JR?
I think that the people are so caught up in the idiot box and are just walking zomboids because, you know, like most people already are aware that listen to RBN, that it's a programming device. They don't call it programs for nothing. And the harsh reality is that most of them are willingly ignorant, and that's probably one of the hardest things to deal with. Lark, go ahead and speak. I need to go let the postman in. He's about ready to deliver my mail. Hang on.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my first hero as I was coming of age was a French chef who was called Antonin. He lived from 1784 to 1833. And he was contemporaneous to the life of Brillat Savarin, Meditations on Transcendental Gastronomy. He was an early practitioner, an exponent of that elaborate style of cooking known as haute cuisine, called the high art of French cooking. It's a grandiose style of cookery favored by international royalty and the nouveau riche of Paris at that time. He worked for Rothschilds, English kings, Russian czars. You back there, JR?
Yes, I am. But I'm enjoying your dissertation now.
Well, fine. Let's welcome Greg in California to the conversation, shall we?
Yes, please.
Stay on the line. How are you, Greg?
Well, Nancy. How are you, Lark?
I'm fine. What have you to say today?
Just have a comment. I got your back with my scope on your allopathic political and your lawyer comment.
I want these people in jail. I want them in jail, Greg. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think with some discretion.
Well, let's sort it out after we get them all in jail first before they can do any more damage.
Exactly. All right.
I mean, we need to save these people from themselves.
Yes, and us.
You're damn right.
But with scrutiny and with some oversight, gradually. There are some good people, as I've discussed with you before, but how do we
redeem these people, Greg? What about our poor brain damaged military and our police officers, our sheriffs?
Absolutely.
Can we redeem them? Can they redeem themselves?
That's a question of having our own Amerenberg trials.
What about all these public school teachers?
Guilty. They're all guilty.
Should we not save them from themselves? And thereby save ourselves from them?
Well, we have that big guy up in the sky that will help us.
Really?
Hopefully. I hope.
Yeah, my mother taught me that God helped those who helped themselves. Was she wrong?
No, I believe that enters into the equation, but it's one day, one piece of the
I think it's central,
time.
Greg.
Sir?
I think it's central to how we live our lives, how we design our futures.
Faith without works is death. So yeah. I believe that what you're talking about is the implementation of one's faith in shoe leather.
I'll tell you what, I get the hair rising on the back of my neck walking past any church, synagogue, temple.
Oh, I don't go to church. I'm not a churcher.
These places scare me.
Hey, they're called 501(c) Corporate Neo-Babylonian Church of the Antichrist.
That's right. Y'all hang in there. Hang on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Someone will touch you softly.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
So, J.R. and Greg, should we arrest all these preachers and priests and rabbis, too, while we're at it?
Good, Greg.
Yes.
What about you, J.R.?
Absolutely.
I don't think we should go as far as to arrest them. I just think we should just shun them.
I love that. I love that.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, too.
After all, if we're independent, if we're possessed of free will, all that really means is that we have freedom of choice. Yes?
Yes? That would be my choice. I don't attend these neo-Babylonian edifices because I realize that there are a bunch of pulpit prostitutes in there.
These people make me just really want to gag.
Well, I don't understand why the chosen, the elect, the ecclesia, the called out ones, don't just, you know, finally stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to go along with this crap anymore. We're going to worship the creator of the universe, the sovereign, the almighty.
I think we need to redefine wealth. I think we need to get back to the land, get back to basics. And I think you're right, JR. We really just need to shun these people. Walmart, Burger King, McDonald's, these restaurants that are poisonous, these grocery stores that are poisoning us, their just-in-time delivery system. We know damn well these people are working to enslave us. And we know who they are, because we can't just point our fingers at one group or one individual. We have to look inside ourselves and ask ourselves, doesn't it take two to make a contract? If someone pitches us something and we go along with it, as I know I did for most of my life so far, this makes us criminals, gangsters, communitarians, libertarians. I don't know what any of these words mean anymore. I just know I'm tired of the talk. I care to judge myself and others by actions. And that's kind of where I'm at. What say you, Greg?
I'm right where you're at every day of the week, with right behind you with my scope. Any requirement, any way that it's needed.
We have verbally got to escape from this mafioso.
Verbally or physically. I'm sorry, what?
Forgive me, I interrupted you. We have to get away from these mafiosi who've enslaved us.
Yes. Well, like that preacher that wanted to set a certain gender on one side of the fence of one segment and the other side of the fence, we need to do the same with these parasites. We need to put them in their camps. We need to feed them their food. I don't know the answer of standing up, Lark, but...
Let's shun them. I like JR's prescription. Let's shun them. Let's show our discontent and our displeasure. Let's not trade with them. The